Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A service of Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville. The bank that's open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Dateline Little Rock. Some state lawmakers have met with state attorneys and officials with the Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Pulaski County school districts to discuss desegregation funding. Some time ago, a federal judge said they have met all the requirements for desegregation, but the state pays still about $60 million a year to the districts and lawmakers are frustrated with the pace of trying to end those payments. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences will link with about 60 other institutions in an effort to shorten the time needed for medical innovations to reach patients. UAMS is getting about $20 million in a research grant from the National Institute of Health. It will support that project. It was a year in the making, but two Stone County women have been charged in circuit court with stealing from their employer, Walmart, in Mountain View for over a year. Court records say both Carrie Marie Marshall and Jennifer Louise Query took merchandise from the store without paying for it by underringing, by switching tags, and on occasion taking stolen merchandise and returning it for a refund. Court records say Marshall admitted taking about $6,000 worth of merchandise between June of 2008 and June of 2009, and records also indicate Query admitted to taking about $4,000 worth of merchandise during the period from July 23rd of 2008 to June 2nd of 2009. It happened again. UACCB's Nursing and Allied Health Building was burglarized for the second time in less than a month over the weekend. Police say a computer and projector were taken from Wesley Gay's classroom. Authorities say the building had been locked over the weekend and there was no sign of forced entry. Also over the weekend, same place, someone broke into a classroom on the northern part of the campus at UACCB in Batesville. The classroom was located in a modular building. Entry was gained by breaking out one of the building's windows. A computer and PowerPoint projector were stolen. Police are working on evidence in the case, which is still under investigation. In all, over $4,000 in equipment was stolen over the weekend. And the letter said, "We want you to be one of us." That story and more when we continue.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
A letter from General Motors Vice President Mark Lanivi to Mountain View Chevrolet said it all. Quoting, "I would like to personally congratulate you on being selected to move forward with the new GM. Lanivi went on to say that with the strongest dealers in the GM network and an innovative and award-winning product line for Chevrolet, we will create a business that will make America proud." Unquote. Mountain View Chevrolet owner-operator Jeff Higgins.
"We're proud to be part of the new General Motors and remain a new car dealer with all our support in our community.
And I understand also that you're going to be selling some merchandise that's coming from a Chevrolet dealership that's had to close in Marshall?"
"Exactly. We purchased all of Terry Gage's remaining inventory, all of his new cars, new vehicles, new trucks, chassis cabs, diesels, half tons, just trying to help a fellow dealer out. I got an immediate notice of closure, I believe, from General Motors. Same thing happened with the Chrysler dealers. A lot of dealers trying to help other dealers. The big three American manufacturers are back. We've got the best product. We've got the best warranty on these vehicles. Some of the best support service after the sale. So if you're not buying American, when I say American, I mean one of the big three, you're messing up."
Higgins said it's been a long process to rebuild their facility after it was completely destroyed by the 2008 tornado. He said Mountain View Chevrolet now has a full staff in place with a complete service department to serve customers. Higgins added that Mountain View Chevrolet is, quote, "here to stay as a low-price leader and to be a part of this community for years to come," unquote. This local and regional update has been brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B. Make it a great day.